This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the second hour of this live edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Johnson.
And we've been all over the place this evening, but in the last hour, we got a call right at the end, and I thought it was worth keeping over. It's George, and he was calling about the ISIS bombings that occurred. Is it, I don't know, the date and time kind of confused me, but late yesterday, early today, something like that. George, you're back on Free Talk Live.
I think it happened their time, would have been, I guess, today, but when I found out about it, to me it was last night, but it was 1 a.m. Yep. or something like that. But what I think really is that this is created by the government and also Israel and world powers, because, like, how many of them are there? Not very many. And all they do is fly around and bomb them, when if they just, like, sent, like even five countries' worth of armies to go after them, they would wipe them out. So this is all bull, and all it is just to really, like, make spawn-offs of these things occur, in like tragedies occur in other countries, so that they can do things that we don't want them to. Like you were talking, I heard you talking about encryption while I was on hold, and yeah, if the government can use this as an excuse, then really this is like obvious. It's fake. Well, not fake. It really happened, but it was staged. And
there's a couple of aspects to this. You know, how real is ISIS? And I got to say, early on, I remember these pictures of these people who were praying arrayed in a 90-degree angle. And anybody that knows anything about Islam would know that everybody prays in one direction.
Right.
And oh, right.
This was really weird to me, because I don't, you know, like, you see a picture, you don't know exactly what it is. Why are these people dressed in black pajamas with you know, balaclavas over their face, kneeling in a 90-degree angle? And I have no clue. The claim was, is these are ISIS folks, but I don't know. Whoever it is obviously messed up about Islam, knows nothing about it. And so there was more than one of those instances, and I found that kind of really it took the wind out of my sails on this. I will say, regarding the integration of Muslims into Europe, I think that the single biggest hurdle, and nobody wants to hear this, the single biggest hurdle to integration is the welfare state. If somebody can stay, if somebody can keep their wife at home, if they can afford to keep their wife at home and not have her work, then you essentially arrest a great deal of the integration. Because a lot of the integration, societally, women, at least in the Western world, are, you know, they're in charge of the home in so many ways. And if they're getting out and they're chit-chatting with the other gals, they're going to find out pretty quick, you know, I don't like the way I'm getting treated at home. And that's going to change fundamentally the culture. So if you give away free money to these to whomever, immigrants, people who come here, they don't have a reason for integration. One of the reasons that the United States is great is because of the immigrants who came here, you know, 100 years, 200 years ago, even immigrants that are coming here now. But the problem is that if you give people a bunch of free stuff, they're going to be like, oh, well, we could live on this. That'll be fine. We'll just continue doing the things that we've always done. Well, that's not what integration's about. I'm for integration. I guess I'm an ethnocentrist in the sense that I believe that my culture is better generally than others. And if you want to come to this culture, you need to integrate. And the only way to make that happen is for these governments to stop giving away things for free. People work. They're going to they have to work harder. You know, you like, there's nobody in the world you like more than somebody you're making money from. So if you're out there mowing lawns, you tend to like the customer you're mowing the lawns for.
Yeah, that's true. I agree. Actually, my mom comes from a different country, and she decided to learn English in 3 months, and she didn't separate herself, and she refused anything from the government, such as welfare or anything like that, when my father left her. So she was, like, on her own feet and refused. She said integration is super important, because when you go somewhere else, you respect what their way of life is. And so I agree with you on that too, because you don't have to forget who you are, but you can't, you have to, like, you've decided to leave for a reason. So if you're leaving, yeah, and you're going somewhere, then you've been obviously, you left because it was negative. Otherwise, why would you leave? You'd stay. So
right. You're not going to go to other countries and say things that are offensive and do things that are offensive and act in offensive manners. Even when I'm visiting someplace, if I know that something about, you know, the way I act is offensive, I'm going to just, you know, tone that down. I heard one time, and I don't know the answer to this, that English is the only language that has sarcasm. So you've got to be very careful being sarcastic with people who don't speak English as a primary language, especially if you're in their country.
Yeah, in Spanish there is sarcasm for sure.
Okay. I was about to say, yeah, sure. English is the only language that has sarcasm. Yeah, I believe that.
That's sarcasm,
but no,
George.
In Spanish, there is sarcasm. There is. There's lots of, like, double meanings. And
okay.
There's different. It's different. But, like, if you speak with somebody that English isn't their first language, they're not going to get the sarcasm. Just like if you learn Spanish and you're speaking it for, like, 6 months, let's say you've just learned it. When people do things that are sarcastic, you're not going to get it. You're going to think it's, like, offensive. You're going to get pissed off. So, you have to think about those things ahead of time, not only the cultural thing, but just the emotion. Human tendencies to be respectful. And
well, I don't speak very many languages, but I can tell you that I speak Spanish to some extent, some minor extent. Like I speak Spanish well enough to impress white people. And then when I go to Spanish-speaking countries or speak to Spanish speakers, I've never found any group of people that are so gentle with me. These people want me to speak their language.
I was going
to
say, I don't think...
And they're helpful, as they could possibly be.
I think French actually doesn't have anything but sarcasm. Like, it's like the entire language.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Well, that's got to be true.
Yeah,
George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Lame sarcasm jokes. Let's go to What's the Frequency, Kenneth, calling on Skype.
Hey, guys.
Sounds great.
I'm a Free State Project. Ooh, I'm getting feedback.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm a Free State Project signatory, and...
We call them participants.
Okay, well, I don't know if I'm a participant.
All right.
Since I signed on, it's become harder and harder for me to consider moving there for personal reasons, not for political reasons.
Okay.
And since they've decided to start throwing people under the bus after having gotten to 20,000... I'm no longer considering myself obligated in any way to move. It doesn't mean I won't, but they're pushing it, and I'm not sure these people are really for freedom. And
does that mean you've turned in your membership? Have you,
I've done nothing at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying I don't feel obligated anymore because the people who sounded freedom-oriented are not sounding as freedom-oriented as they used to.
Okay.
And
I'm not sure that calling us is going to give them the feedback that you might want to give them.
I think it's sad, and I think the more the word gets around that sentiment exists, particularly, I mean, people like Dennis Goddard really piss me off, you know?
Well, okay.
The idea that, you're not good enough, this, that, and the other thing, and I have called into this show myself and said there were things that Ian does that I don't like. But I'm calling in to say there are things that Ian does that I don't like. I'm not saying, be gone with you. You understand the difference?
Yeah, I guess I'm somewhere slightly in the, I don't know, call it the middle, but I believe this, the Free State Project went a step too far. I don't think that the Free State Project particularly benefits after having hit 20,000 from having Free Talk Live around. I mean, from a marketing standpoint, you have...
It's such a drastic, and I've been saying this for a while, it's such a drastic tactical error, it's ridiculous. And this whole thing is so unthought out and so unplanned. It's known that the 20,000 signers might not necessarily be real, that we need to get more people to move. That's the whole point, right, of moving people, not having them sign a piece of paper.
Kenneth, hold the line. I'm going to talk to you about this just a little bit more. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Drama's been going on around Free Talk Live and the Free State Project for the last week. The Free State Project has banned one of our main hosts, Ian Freeman, from going to their event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think it was a step too far. I understand why they may not want to be coupled with an iconic classic radio program that talks about the ideas of freedom, even though they're an organization about the ideas of freedom, when there's no particular marketing reason for them to be.
And clearly the timing of this event is very suspicious. There must be some FBI insiders in the upper echelons of the Free State Project machine.
You're not the first person to suggest it.
But I may be the first person to do it in an Alex Jones way.
You may be. You may. Well, I can tell you, you're also not the first person to go get 500 business cards from Vistaprint.com for just $9.99 if you're a small business person or you have any going concerns, because business cards are really awesome to have for a variety of reasons. You can get 500 for just $9.99, and Vistaprint absolutely guarantees you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. They've got great customer service and custom design services to help you design the product for your business. So you don't necessarily need some design whiz like Johnson, put together your business card. You can be that design whiz with the design whiz tools that they have over at Vistaprint.com. So I do love Vistaprint, and I want you to try them. Vistaprint has a special offer for our listeners. 500 business cards for $9.99. Just use the code FTL when you check out.
$2 a card is pretty pricey.
500 for $10?
You said $9.99. I thought you were talking $999. Oh, no. You mean only like 20 cents a card.
$10, yes. One penny less than $10 is for 500 business cards. Yeah. And so it's 2 cents or something like that per card. I can't remember. Anyway, that's a 50% savings on the regular site pricing. And the quality's great. They're easy to customize. And you can't beat the price to try 500 business cards for $9.99. You redeem that offer to get 500 business cards for only $9.99. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Design your own custom business cards. Enter FTL when you check out. It's FTL, and it's a great product. So don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. Let's go back to What's the Frequency, Kenneth, calling in on Skype. Kenneth, I don't feel like you got to finish what you were talking about.
I think you kind of capped it off pretty well at the beginning here of this new segment. It would be one thing if they said, we're officially breaking our ties with Free Talk Live. We don't agree with everything they have to say or their form of activism. But it's another to ban an individual from an event.
Yeah, I feel like the banning was a step too far. I'm not even saying that Ian would necessarily have gone to the Porcupine Freedom Festival if they decided that they didn't want to do the media room with Free Talk Live in it, which was what people are claiming a huge draw. Now, a lot of people came to the media room. Not necessarily would they sit for 3 hours the whole time, and there's a lot going on.
Well, remember, they were also blasting things out the speakers in the windows, too, and people could also tune in.
Yeah, I like that, too.
Yeah.
I just think if they want to ban Ian, an individual like Ian, they want to ban an individual like me.
It does make one wonder, is where does it all stop?
Right.
I would say that likely the reason that Ian got the axe in this case was because of his vocal support of the support for a fair trial for the sort of disreputable state rep named Kyle Tasker, who, had some incident occur.
And whatever happened to the anecdote for bad speech being good speech?
Well, I can see why the Free State Project wouldn't want to be attached again.
Well, like I said,
a step too far.
The anecdote is we don't agree. We're severing official ties.
Yep. I see where you're coming from, and it tends to mirror how I feel. I do appreciate the call. What's the frequency?
Uh-huh.
Kenneth. I just want to say Kenneth, but I know that that's not his name. So let's go to Steve calling in from Canada. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about you were saying that you had some interactions with Google. I don't agree with interacting with Google. When I watch the news, I see that they're autocrats plutocrats, technocrats, whatever you want to call them. I don't think that you should support them. I think you should boycott Google. Do something else.
In lieu of?
Well, I mean, Google is apparently this, like, multi-billion dollar company based on their sales. Let's not give any more sales.
Isn't Apple that too?
Yeah, exactly. Let's not give them any more sales. Let's stop it where it starts.
I like that. Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with your point. I just don't know what to do. So it's to what you're saying is don't do something, but it's something that I do on a regular basis, which is use my smartphone. So
yeah. Okay,
and also,
fair enough. But let's $600
in on this
thing. Money. Let's not give them the money so that, you know, like we give the money to Apple so that the government can go and spy on us and whatever.
How about you instead work on changing the laws that these companies are being forced to comply with? Because it's not Google's fault that the government is forcing them to comply with things legally with threats of violence and guns.
Well, not exactly against Google, but I'm saying if you want to battle a multi-million dollar corporation, just like you want to both battle a small corporation, just stop giving your money. They'll die.
Okay, so stop paying taxes.
Well, you're talking about stopping a government. Then you're going to need a revolution. I'm talking about stopping
Well, you don't need a revolution to stop a government. I mean, they could. Yeah. Funding is an issue.
You could just stop paying taxes. Now, if you can't do that, then what makes you think that your contribution is going to stop a multi-billion dollar corporation?
And I'm not even sure.
A government is not a corporation. You can go not pay your like five and stop to, and then they're not in business anymore.
Not if they're massively huge, like what you're saying. Is they're a gigantic, massive corporation. You, as one person, not buying an Android phone doesn't make a whit of difference.
Right. I don't primarily use Google as a search engine. I use startpage.com, but
which
I mean...
exactly what I use.
Right. If we, as people, also stopped paying taxes, the government would collapse.
No, I get that, but the government actually has guns and bullets. And they're not going to stop because they have a stockpile.
Yeah, but they're the ones responsible for the problem.
So whatever Johnson has to say here, I'm saying, well, you know, why go after Google then? If you're not scared of them, then they're obviously not the enemy. The one that you're scared of is the enemy, right?
Well, I'm not scared of Google, but what I'm saying is if you guys...
No, you're scared of the government. You just said they had guns and bullets.
Yeah, I am scared of them.
Yes, so why bother Google?
Yeah, why are you going after the company that's also scared of the government? If there are three guys in a room and one guy with a gun says, hey, punch this other guy, you know, punch this guy in the face, and then he punches you, are you like, oh, well, I'm not going to give that guy who punched me any money anymore. And then the guy with the gun says, punch him again.
Boycott is a valid protest.
No, it's not. And there are.
Well, let him go.
I want to make a point here, Mark. Economists have been studying this recently. I don't know. You know, I'm going to plug somebody else here, but the Freakonomics guys have recently done this thing where they talk about whether or not boycotts are effective, and they're not. And economists have studied this. They don't have an effect at all.
Hold the line, Steve.
Why don't they have an effect?
Hold the line, Steve. 855-450-3733.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Does. And I'm interested in hearing what he has to say. I mean, I get that when companies get big enough that they get scary. They're certainly in it for themselves, and well, that doesn't make me feel good. Google hasn't been terrible in the areas of privacy, but obviously it's their job to get your information. If you're taking a service like Gmail or searching, you know, browser search or whatever it is, if you're using a Facebook, if you're using a service and you're not paying for that service, you're the product. You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm is our Skype username. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to back to Steve. Okay, Steve, so Google, the enemy, why not the Canadian government?
I'm not worried about that. What I'm saying is that you can fight corporations with boycotts and just not use their services. Don't give them
But not
the
all of them.
But that doesn't really do very much. So let me give you the long and the short, just the gist of this. I think you should go listen to this. I'm recommending that you go listen to the episode called Do Boycotts Work by the Freakonomics people. It's essentially the gist is that... The gist is that basically you're not going to financially impact a company for the most part. The numbers and boycotts in this day and age, because the numbers and boycotts in this day and age, they just, you don't get that. People are individuals. Most people are driven by their wallet more than any sort of sense of morality around how they're going to shop.
But don't put a divide between us and them. What I'm saying is we are all consumers. And if you decide not to...
Yeah, and there's a huge... There's a huge portion of consumers, for example, that won't shop at Walmart. The best that you can get out of
people and telling them not to do that.
Okay, it's your show. You just talk. We'll let you go.
No.
Look, there's a whole bunch of people who don't shop at Walmart. The best that you can get out of a boycott, right, is that you can send a message to a company, and that can have an effect over time. But look at this. If your message is, we don't like what you're doing that the government is forcing you to do, and that's the message that you're going to get out of your boycott, that's kind of silly because the company's going to go, yeah, we don't like it either.
Let him go. Steve?
You've already surrendered. What you're saying is, nobody else will do it, so I'm not going to do it? Oh, that's not the
way. No, I'm saying
it.
Wrong target, man.
Steve, let me ask you this.
Not to do it.
Steve, you said use startpage.com, right?
You bet I do.
Yeah, me too. Were you using startpage.com before you found out about Google being forced to work with the United States government, the Canadian government, and all these other government organizations?
No, I was not.
Okay, so I use StartPage simply because it seemed better to me to protect my, the search. Now, sometimes I use Google searches. There's certain ways I'll be like, I just don't like this result from StartPage, and then I'll go use Google. And there's something different about the one versus the other. Also, doing an image search on StartPage is difficult because you can't copy and paste the images in the same way, so it's not as seamless. Something about the fonts kind of bug me, but most of the time, call it 85% of the time, I'm using StartPage.com because I like that they provide me with some security and that you can go to a website from there through their proxy and not be followed. That's amazingly powerful, but I don't think... In many of the cases where Google's cooperating with the government, there's very much they could do about it. So that to me doesn't seem like a particularly good reason to not use their searches. I just don't want them to have all this information about me.
I'm right beside you. I do the same thing that you're doing. But what I'm saying is that the only way that they can get their funds for what they do is if they keep getting people to use their search engine. So boycott is a valid...
If they've got the best, if Johnson says that boycotts are economically, they don't work, I haven't heard of too many boycotts that work.
Yeah.
And I just don't hear that happen very often. There's lots of restaurants and.
The big Chick-fil-A boycott last year. Boy, they went out of business real fast. Oh, wait.
You know, it seems like there's, just as many people that do a boycott whenever you do a boycott. I don't know if. I think you should use the company that works best for you, and you should take that sort of consciously do that rather than just kind of go along with the herd. But I don't know that I can't really tell that boycotts have worked. I thought it was amusing that the Christian organizations a few years ago dropped their boycott against Disney after like a decade because they were having like gay days or something like that.
I'm not saying boycotts as a political point. What I'm saying is. Consumer dollars. You don't use your consumer dollars, or you don't use your, they get the revenue by you searching on their engine.
So if I don't disagree with
that. Their engines, they don't get the revenue. Organize a boycott. I'm just saying that they get their money from people using it. Don't use it, and they don't get
think
money.
About the think about the companies
away.
You use, and think about what you're trying to achieve. I agree with you. Thanks so much for the call, Steve. 855-450-3733.
You don't use their service, and then what they do...
No,
I'm saying, if somebody doesn't use their service, they'd be like, I'm going to boycott this company. Well, then what the company does is they change their strategy, and they market to people who aren't like you.
It's true.
Then all the profit disappearance that you thought was going to happen goes away, because that's how business works.
Libertarian Banker, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I want to talk about a local city government that is completely inept right around my area here. Mayor Kenny Wright is the mayor of Portsmouth here in Virginia. And him and the sheriff have gotten into it lately, sort of a political battle back and forth. And the latest thing was the sheriff sees the mayor's car with an expired inspection.
Oh, that's good stuff.
And so he decides to wait until, the sheriff or the mayor drives off. And the sheriff, throws on his blue lights to try to pull the mayor over. All on camera, by the way. He has an entire camera crew with him. So complete political stunt. And he pulls the, yeah, the mayor does not pull over. He just continues going.
Wow.
Okay. You know, finally it ends, you know, after a couple miles of driving through neighborhoods at, you know, 30 miles an hour. Pretty comical. And actually the mayor just got off, prosecutor let him off with just paying the court cost and the inspection.
Of course. Because he's part of the ruling class, so he doesn't have the same punishments as normal.
It's interesting because in this circumstance, if this had been a regular individual who'd said, "I feel I have a dispute with this individual, the sheriff, and I shall not comply with these flashy blue lights," they could easily. Well, if the sheriff would have decided to shoot and kill them, everybody would have rallied to their side because
there's a hilarious video as well of the sheriff on local TV saying that he got a Woody when he saw the inspection sticker on the mayor's car. It's absolutely hilarious. You guys got to look this up.
Oh, that's funny. So he's delighted to be able to bust somebody over an inspection sticker. This is just people.
And it's petty
politicians drunk with power.
Exactly. Thanks for the time tonight, guys.
Thanks very much, Libertarian Banker. You know, that's going on everywhere in America, right? Everywhere in America.
Everywhere.
All right. Let's go to the phones. We've got Shire Dude calling in on Skype. Shire Dude, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me on here. I wanted to talk about the guy who called in a segment or two ago, and he said that he might not move to New Hampshire because of the FSP board's decision to ban Ian from Porkfest.
Is that what's the frequency, Kenneth? And I think what he said is he did not feel himself obligated. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, first of all, the statement of intent is kind of an agreement with yourself.
Yeah.
So whether or not you're obligated, that's your own decision.
Your obligation is your obligation. I kind of feel like if you can't make it, you should send an email. You took the time to click on something on the internet. You should take the time to write an email to the board of, you know, the Free State Project and let them know why you're choosing to, not make it if that's what you're going to do.
Right, and I think another important thing is to separate the Free State Project board, which is a very small number of people who aren't accountable to the Free State movement, because they're essentially,
Just hold the line. I want to hear more about this. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Do you got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever you want. It's a live Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
The number is 855-450-3733. Ongoing controversy about one of our main hosts, Ian Freeman, is now on the air tonight, who was kicked out of a band, I think, is the best terminology used, from Free State Project events. And now the Free State Project is an organization to bring 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state of New Hampshire. But you don't need to join the Free State Project to move to New Hampshire, nor do you need to move to New Hampshire for liberty-loving reasons. Like, it's just, you know, it's just a group. And they can exclude whomever they wish to exclude. But a lot of people are upset. There's a lot of people that are upset. And those people would feel better if they did their online shopping at SaveItPurse.com, because they would save 20 to 30% on everything they buy from Amazon.com. You know, Amazon's got great prices.
Are you limiting that to 20 to 30% now?
Well, what I've noticed in the last few weeks is that we're not getting the 50% savings that people were getting at one point.
What about 40, 35?
I'm going with 20 to 30. Well, the fact is that if you say that you can save 20% at Amazon, it's so high that people still don't believe you.
Right.
And once they get some experience going there and saving 20%, they'll be like, oh, I can save 30%.
Yep.
And it's a pleasant surprise.
Yep.
So I think it's better to undersell than it is to oversell. Because
you can save 5% with no effort whatsoever.
That's for sure. That's for sure. So just get some Bitcoin, because that's the trick here. You got to have some Bitcoin and get an account at saveatpurse.com. You want to get, you like your username, you'll get your username right now. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go back to Shire Dude talking about the, a caller that called in. Kenneth, or not Kenneth, who basically predicted, I don't know, he said that he wasn't going to consider himself obligated to move to New Hampshire because of the Free State Project. Sure, dude.
Right. So it's important to distinguish the FSP board from the FSP movement as a whole. The board's not really accountable to the movement.
Okay. I don't know that the FSP.
Right.
I don't know that the board has a claim on the movement anymore.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
You know, like, there's all kinds of liberty-loving people are moving to the state of New Hampshire, and you don't need to have signed up. Like, it's just because they had a 20,000 number, now it's basically over. Now they just market to those 20,000 people and can try to get them to move, and anybody who wants to move otherwise can just go ahead.
I think I know what Shire Dude is saying. I think what you're saying is to the people out there who believe in liberty, right? Shire, if you agree.
Go on.
I got nothing on that.
So I was just going to say, if you want to protest the board's decision to ban Ian, then just don't go to those two events, right? Porkfest or Liberty Forum. But if you're deciding not to move based on that decision, I mean, you're cheating yourself. Like, the movement is the 30-plus activists who go out and cop-lock a suspicionless checkpoint in Manchester. The movement is the handful of Free Staters who are getting elected and passing legislation and actually making changes and saving lives. The movement is the bunch of us who are going to be smoking cannabis outside the New Hampshire State House on 420. Right? This isn't the board's work.
Completely.
You got to get over here. Like, this is the place where all that stuff's happening. Well, it's not happening anywhere else.
I encourage anyone who can make it to make it. I do not over encourage people to make it, because sometimes people really put themselves out to get to New Hampshire, and they somehow believe that that's the end of the game. That's the beginning of a new game, and you need to be prepared to play the game once you get here. It's not just over once you cross the state line. And you've got to have, you know, you got to be financially ready. You have to, you know, one of the reasons I don't work very hard to try to, you know, some people have talked about, hey, let's help people financially move. We'll help them pay for their move and help them the first couple of months while they're here. Are you kidding me? No. Why would we want a free state welfare program? You know, so all I say is that. Really great things are going on here in the state of New Hampshire. If you want to go after the Free State Project for their move against Ian, there are things you can do, like not go to their events. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is awesome. The last time I went, I don't know what's going to be like this year. Or you could rescind your membership. Because, frankly, of what value is your membership to the Free State Project if you're going to move? The only value was to get to the number 20,000. Once the number 20,000 is reached, so what? Charted?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Unless you just want your secret Dakota ring when you get here. The movement, the numbers are really, they don't mean anything now. So it's happening over here, and come over here, and that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, Charted. He mentions the secret Dakota ring, and there is a bit of that goes on in the Free State Project. I think Ian Freeman still has up on his wall here in the LRN.FM studios his card from the Free State Project congratulating him on being Mover 420. And, I mean, you know, this is a guy who's been banned from their event. Now, maybe he hasn't taken the time to remove it from the wall. Maybe he likes the number 420 on it. I don't know what the answer to that is, but there it sits. And mine's still up in my office, too. Apparently, I'm not so angry that I thought about getting rid of it. I certainly didn't take my award from them where they gave to us for basically, spreading the message is what's on the award. But the award they gave us for helping reach 20,000, I believe, I'm pretty sure that the founder of the Free State Project credited Free Talk Live with about 25% of the signups. And that's, 5,000 out of the 20,000. It's a big deal. And I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that might be a true statement. So, you know. The Free State Project is something I love. It's like an ex-girlfriend that you sort of let go. I'm not sure who gets to be girls or guys here, but it's that you let go, all the best, and that's that. I don't have a problem. So there you go. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Johnson, I wanted to talk about the five things that you never do in a breakup, or the things that you...
Just relationship advice to not take, yes. Ever, because it's terrible.
I think it's really, really good, but it seems like we're getting a lot of calls on this Free State Project thing, so let's kind of intersperse them if we could.
Okay, sure. You want me to start with that?
Lay it on me.
We also still have a little bit I could cover on the other thing. I
mean, it's covered.
Yeah, I pretty much think so. And we're also not the only ones to cover that particular issue as well.
No.
So, okay.
We have lots of people who need relationship advice, so we've got that.
Yep. So, this is from Maxim, forever good source. So, for relationship advice. The first piece of advice, I'm just going to jump past all their exposition.
Yeah.
You'll meet someone when you stop looking for it. That's the first piece of terrible relationship advice.
Well, okay, so I kind of see where this one comes from, because there are plenty of people who found somebody in an odd way that they weren't expecting. Like, they, when you,
right.
The ways to find people are a little difficult, right? I mean, I was finding people by going to bars.
Right.
I did not meet my wife in a bar.
Right.
And I probably would have never, I had no intention of getting married. I had no intention of getting married or having children or anything like that.
Right.
My wife convinced me, by being the person that she was, that she would be an asset to my life, in that, you know, I've never met a woman who, with so much integrity, with such managerial skills, you know, organizational skills that she had. I'm just like, I want to be near this person. She's mm-hmm. good. She's like, she's got things going on in her life that I need going on in mine. And, you know, we fit together well. So I can see the point. However, I would also say that if you have no plan, you plan to fail.
Right. I mean, they say here, they say, do you really think that the woman of your dreams is going to magically plop down in front of your feet? No, she
not
probably
your
isn't. You're most likely going to meet her on Tinder, at a bar, at a grocery store. So you should probably make an effort to talk to women who catch your eye.
How do you meet women at grocery stores? Does this happen? I mean, it's just, you're just a weirdo,
just
basically. I mean,
anywhere you go, just chat somebody up, talk to them, you know?
I recommend, you know, males, go where females are. Try some things like classes, you know, those are a good mm-hmm. place. You know, maybe for me, my wife and I met at Landmark Education's, you know, classes. And it's great because the number of women to men there was, you know, women were higher than men. Dance classes. My God, gentlemen go to dance classes because they're forced to touch you.
I don't know. I don't believe in the locational of the situation.
No, I believe
what you should do is you should learn how to train yourself to be able to talk to women anywhere.
That's absolutely true.
You know, like, that's where what you should be able to do is you should learn how to, like, oh, I think that girl's attractive. Let me go talk to her now. You know, and not in a way where she comes up to you and you go, like, oh, I like hiking. Would you like to go for a walk alone in the woods? You know, like,
well, there's always the tried and true. I'm not really great at pickup lines, and I don't really know any, and I may not even be really good at social situations, but I'd like to talk to you. I mean, if the worst-case scenario,
yeah.
That one will work better than some lame old pickup line.
Right.
You know, just basically claiming to be incapable of those sorts of things. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
We were cut off.
With Easy DNS, you found a keeper. Easy DNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. Easy DNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.